Excited about it. We've had really, it's a little different setup this year where normally this has been a start over point, but since offensively we've had everybody from day one OTAs, we're kind of just picking up where we've left off. We've got three practices plus these walkthroughs, and just trying to keep on keeping on and get as much done as we possibly can here before we break for summer.
Did you get enough in with Ben before his knee surgery that you feel comfortable with any wrinkles that you might have put in the off season?
Yeah. I mean, we'd love to have him, but feel night and day ahead of where we were last year at this time. And I think he'd say the same thing. And he's still around here, so he's getting a lot of quote unquote mental reps, which he loves.
He thought you're taking more input. You are taking more input from the players this year. Is that right?
No, that's offensive to me because I'm an open-minded guy. But I think it just comes with familiarity, and getting to know people. And, myself as a coach, know the players a lot better. They know me personality-wise. I think it's just kind of an evolution of how things go, anything you're doing. Business, sport, whatever it is, and I think we're seeing that happen, and I think everybody's just more comfortable, which is a good thing, and that leads to better communication, and which in my opinion leads to better execution, better football.
What kind of feedback did you get from your various position groups in that regard?
Hard to be specific, really, because it started the day the season ended. I said in the Steeler Digest that we went through an exercise. We watched every game start to finish, play by play, and that really started the process and really forced us as a coaching staff to really work through everything that went on through the season. And I thought it was a great exercise. And then that kind of worked into the players coming back, at the right time. We're much further ahead where we were last year at this time, which I think is natural, and that's a good thing for us.
Ben talked about some of the changes you made. He said he had some input, and all the assistant coaches had some input. Was it terminology, or was it just wasn't revamping?
No, because I think the hardest thing for everybody is the terminology. I've said a number of times, I'm not a system guy. Your players change. Hopefully just year by year, but in our case, week by week at times. So you got to play to their strengths and you got to do what they do well, then according to what, and how defenses try to play against you. So the terminology, I think, is why everybody's a lot more comfortable. Where the input comes in is something that I love on a weekly basis, whether it's first year, second year, or 10th year. You want, especially your marquee type players, your big dogs, to have input because they're the ones out there, facing the live bullets. And I think that through a comfort level, as much just getting to know people, guys are just naturally more comfortable coming to you as coaches and saying, hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? And I'm, as a coach, always from a, very early stage in my career have been taught that, if guys have if they believe in something, and then they tend to take a little accountability in it and things work out a good way. So going all the way back to coaching receivers, Keyshawn Johnson, who I coach, I'd say if you come in and do the work and come up with ideas on a Monday and give them to me on a Tuesday, I can't guarantee it, but I'll try to do everything I can to get as much in that you like that I can. So, that's really just where we are And to me, that's all positive, because you want your guys that are out there, especially Ben, who's handling the football, hopefully on an every down basis, to really feel invested in what's going on.
One of those big dogs, Mike Wallace, is gone. Do you change the offense much without a street guy like that?
No, because I think we got fast guys as it is. I think these other guys would probably be offended if you called them slow. Mike obviously was a rare speed guy, but I view really AB and Emmanuel and potentially some of these young guys as rare speed guys. I mean, if you look in that Hall of Fame, there's not many sub 4-4 guys in there. And even going, you know, I mentioned Keyshawn, but Larry Fitzgerald, Anquan Boldin, I mean, it, you know, none of those don't tell them, but those guys had a hard time breaking 4-5.
Yeah.
So, you know, we got plenty of speed, so not a lot's going to change from that standpoint. We're still going to use our players to the, you know, to their strengths, and or try to play to their strengths as best we can, and you know, we just have to win more games.
What did you like about the offense in year one, and what did you think really needed the most work in the offseason and now in training camp?
Well, I thought, you know, for the first half of the year, I thought we protected the ball with the best of the league. You know, I thought we were only, you know, I think we were one giveaway behind New England, who was doing it as good as anybody had, you know, through eight games. You know, so that was a good thing. You know, that's a direct translation to winning when you protect the football. So I was really happy with that in the first part of the year. The second half of the year, you can't win when you're turning it over. You just, you know, it's proven through years and years that you turn the ball over, you generally lose. So I like that. I thought we were pretty efficient. You know, when you protect the football, you usually possess it, even though we weren't running the ball nearly as efficiently as we need to. You know, we were converting third downs at a high level, so we were able to stay on the field despite not running the football as well as we want to. You know, those were all good things, and we were scoring points when we were in the red zone. Not always touchdowns, but we were converting for field goals too, and we just weren't getting in there enough. And to me, some of that comes back to the running the football. So, you know, going into this year, we have to protect the football more like we did in the first half. We have to run the football overall much more efficiently. We have to be productive running the football. We have to, which will get us into the red zone more, and then I think we'll be a pretty good red zone team, and we'll have a chance to win a bunch of games.
The blocking scheme up front, Marcus Gilbert was talking to us a little bit about that during OTAs. How different will that be, and can you talk to us about just moving forward with all these young offensive linemen? You know, Mike's hurt, obviously, or injured, obviously, but you just speak about the unit moving forward.
Well, I think we're definitely a younger group, you know, and when you lose veterans like Willie and Max, you know, there's going to be some guys that have to step up and play. But the good thing is last year, we got a lot of young guys, a lot of playing time, like, you know, Beach and Mike Adams and David DeCastro. They got some playing time, more so than you probably would have even liked, you know, because of injury. But they got that under their belt. That's a good thing. I think we'll be younger. I think we'll be more athletic, though, which will give us a little versatility. And sometimes your scheme, as I said, you know, we're gonna play to our players' strengths. And if you're limited a little athletically, you know, you're going to be limited in what you can do. So, you know, the good thing coming out of that, even though we did lose some veteran good players that have been good players for a long time around here, you know, we've become a little more athletic, and that'll give us a little more versatility, which should help us. So you got to be versatile to run in this league, and you can't be one-dimensional, and everybody in the stadium know what you're going to run, because that's going to be you're going to be beating your head against the wall to make 4 yards. Everything will have to be perfect. So, you know, the plan is to become a little more versatile from a running standpoint, and that should hopefully make us better. And then we got to have our running backs continue to improve and have some of these young guys step in and help, and that'll make us better from the jump.